He's pretty smooth haired. He's a friendly old fellow, isn't he?
Yeah, you're right. When you say old fellow,
I noticed his teeth. He's doing a lot of chewing. And if you wanted him to come to you, what would you do?
Here, Rags, come, Rags, or something like that.
Is he a pedigreed dog?
No, this is the dog's mother was a pedigreed dog, but and the folks intended for the pups to be pedigreed, but the mother got out one night, so that's how then we got the dog.
Uh-huh. He seems to be a good watchdog. He announced my arrival.
Barks. That's about all as far as old era people that are left, of course. Back in her younger days, she put up more of a bluff anymore. It's after all, the dog started on 14th year. Why?
My goodness! Oh, that's a long life, isn't it?
Well, they get a lot older than that, but then
we got no puppy for the girls about 3 weeks ago. We're firmly attached to them now.
These puppies are nice if you ever get them past the puppy stage, but the stuff they tear up and damage while they're growing up is sometimes not worth it.
He's been pretty good so far. He's very playful. He's nipping socks now. That's got to stop. But I'm going to build him a doghouse if I ever get time enough at one sleep. Put him out in the backyard. He's been sleeping in the garage. I don't know.
No.
That's not a kennel, but it smells like one. We clean it every other day. Put soap on the floor and scrub it down good and hose it down, but it still doesn't smell right. What would you call a dog? It's just dog.
Oh, a pooch or something like that.
Well, someone would say, is he a pure blood?
I'd say no, it's just plain dog.
And if dogs are fighting and somebody gets in there and tries to pull them apart with his hands, what would you tell him?
I'd tell him he's inviting trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know what words I'd use.
What would you say might happen to him?
Well, he could easily be bitten.
My neighbor had a couple of dogs. Oh, they didn't get along. Both of them were in there, and they got tangled up, and she went in there. One got hold of each side of her hand, and each dog thought he had the other one. I guess she had 9 or 10 stitches. Inoculations. Oh, they just shot her and shot her and shot her. But one of the dogs died. Not from biting her, of course, but it was an old dog to begin with. Do you have cats around here?
We always have a lot of cats. They stay in the barn, but then we have cats.
I talked to some people yesterday who had 27.
Well, it's not a hard thing to get 27. the method we've used in the past is to, we always have 3 or 4 mother cats, and we would kill all but one kitten. But this year, a neighbor's dog came over and killed our old grandma cat, the one that we'd had for years. And something happened to one or two of the others, so we only had 2 of the mother cats had kittens, and one had 1, and the other one had 4, so we have the 5 kittens there about half grown.
Mm-hmm. This man I talked to yesterday had a little border collie a number of years back. Little Scottish collies. He had a bird dog. He didn't have any birds around, so the man wanted a bird dog, and he said, "All right, you bring me a collie pup, and he's yours." And then brought in this little border collie.